worst quarterback in the draft so far.
Stop it. All right. It's me and Uncle Clint. We don't know. Caden may show up. He may not. But we want to talk Bears tonight. I mean, this is going to be the main topic. We're also going to jump into the pick six, which we just continue to have struggles with. And then we're going to finish with a bunch of fantasy talk. I know it's supposed to be his turn. I just told him. I said, if you don't join, then we're making your picks for you. We're not jumping to you. We're going to make them together. We'll see what happens because it's rollover week.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah. It's rollover week. Nobody won last week, and I could see why. I thought I had some interesting picks, and they went down the gutter fast. It was looking good early, and then
I thought you had – when you showed me those, I'm like, oh, he's got 500.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to win at least four or five. I really did. And then it just – the wheels came off as usual. As usual. There's other stuff I want to bring up, too. I want to bring up some of this awful officiating in games. I want to talk about how no one still doesn't know what a catch is. There's all kinds of stuff. We got a lot of action coming at you. It's the sports life. We're talking sports. Let's go. All right. This is Thursday night, 7:32 p.m. Central Time, and there's a game on live, so we got the game on behind us. It's the Eagles Commanders. It is 0-0 still, so Uncle Clint's keeping an eye on it. He's got a couple fantasy guys going.
The Eagles must have missed a field goal in there.
Yeah, they did. Jake Elliott missed a field goal. He's missed a few this year. He's a little bit off compared
another thing
to previous
I want to talk
years.
About a little bit. It's our high school with a big shot here Friday.
Oh, yeah.
They got a big shot Friday. I think if they win Friday's game, they're playing for the championship.
Lions Township football, they're in the quarterfinals. They got Naperville Central this weekend at home. They're 11-0. They've never been 11-0 before. And if they beat Naperville Central, they make it to the semis, and they would be playing the winner of York Warren. They've beaten York already this year. Warren's kind of an upset team so far. So they got a road to probably butt heads with either Lincoln Way East or Loyola.
Naperville Central, they're going championship game. I really do.
Everybody, but you got to remember, either one of those teams that they're playing is hot. They're rolling, you know. So right now, there's no easy games.
I'm still sticking with Loyola on the top half of that bracket. I like Loyola. I think they're going to beat Lincoln Way East up there.
There's no gimmies. I'll tell you that right now. I want to keep that right there. Oh, don't let it fall on you. There's no gimmies right now. Once you get to these quarters, again, early in, you see some mismatches. You see some good games, but you don't see a lot of gimmies once you get into these quarters. I mean, a team might blow out another team, but you're unlikely to see, you know, just a game that's not competitive at all. Some team might just, you know, a bunch
of
mistakes.
Town, if they go down there, right?
If somebody blows the other team out, it's going to be mistake-ridden. You know what I mean? A couple of pick sixes, special teams, stuff like that. These teams are starting to get pretty well matched. Yeah, it's going to be here. Yeah, we're going to go check it out. So that's going to be tomorrow night. We're going to say good luck to Lions Township football. They have not made the semis in a long time. And again, they got a road here to potentially make a run at a state championship.
I think if they win that game, they get to the championship game at least for sure.
Now, I'm glad that you bring them up in the context of good things happening in football, because everything else in this town, let me tell you, the Chicago Bears, awful. Here, we'll just start off with what the offensive coordinator got canned. Here was the interview with the Seahawks receiver Jackson Smith. I'm just going to play this real quick when they asked him about Shane Waldron coming to Chicago.
Bears fans are super interested about the offensive coordinator coming in, Shane Waldron. What can you tell them about who they just hired to try to get this offense where it needs to go?
This is live?
Yeah. We're not live.
I'm playing. good luck to y'all. I mean, he's a great person.
Okay, so we'll just start with that. That if that was a sign of things to come with Shane Waldron, then we got what we were asking for, essentially. I mean, again, Uncle Clint's going to come hard at Caleb. I don't have a lot of good things to say about the way Caleb has played in the last couple of games. But again, they can't get anything going offensively. And there's a coaching thing, not just from the offensive coordinator's perspective. I've been talking about it since the beginning of the season. Poor clock management, poor game management, wasting timeouts, pre-snap penalties. They have done so many things wrong. They are impossible to watch. I don't know how Bear fans can stick with this week after week, year after year. It's just awful. I don't care who your quarterback is. I don't care who you got on offense and who you got on defense. These are basic things that they're not accomplishing. Shane Waldron, on the other hand, that's like a whole nother issue in and of itself. I mean, their offense, Clint, their offense can't move the ball when the other team's playing protect at the end of games. They can't move the ball when they're letting them move the ball.
What makes me sick is watching all these people just continue to blame the offensive line, stick up for this guy, this and that. Dave Weinstein had it right today on the radio. Look, if you want to protect your quarterback, you run the football. He said, I don't care if you get 2.5 yards a carry. You run the football 25, 30 times a game, and you give this guy a little bit more of an opportunity to make things happen. I thought that Caleb Williams held on to the ball too long in college, and I think it's continuing to be a problem for him in the pros. Prior to this week, he had taken 29 sacks, I believe, and 22 of those 29 sacks, he had held the ball for 4 seconds or longer. If you ain't got it out after 4 seconds, that ain't on the offensive line, boys. That's on the quarterback. I mean, there's no excuse. 22 of those 29 sacks is on the QB if you're holding the ball for 4 seconds. You got to figure out how to get it out quicker than that.
I feel like he's got to get it out quicker, and I feel like he's got to bail quicker. I feel like he's taken this kind of criticism going into the year that he's not a pocket guy and all that. He's taken that a little too serious. He's trying to sit in the pocket too long. He's an athletic guy. He needs to take off when the time is due, and he's not doing it. And here's the other thing, and you're right about it. He does get sacked way too much. Sometimes it's on the line. He's under pressure a lot. That's true. But when he does get a clean pocket, which is every once in a while, he's not hitting guys. He's missing a lot of guys. And he's not missing guys by a little bit. He's missing guys by a lot. Now, I do see at times, I mean, I don't want to go all bad on him because I have seen times, is that a fantasy update? No. That ding? No. I do see at times where there just seems to be lack of communication with the wide receivers. In other words, like he'll throw a back shoulder pass and they just keep running. There's a lot of that too.
It looks to me like the guy's scared. It looks to me like he's scared to death out there. It looks to me like he has absolutely zero confidence right now.
I think his confidence is low for sure.
After the Washington game, that Hail Mary, I think that kind of demoralized him and the whole team, and they just haven't looked anywhere close to the same since then. I'm interested to see what this offensive coordinator is going to do to change things around.
Nothing. He's not going to do anything.
I've said it all year. Keep a couple of your extra tight ends in, help block, do whatever you got to do to make things happen. They said today also out of offensive line protection, Philadelphia was number one. Gave the quarterback 3.11 seconds to throw the ball. Somebody else was second, and the Bears were third at like 2.98 seconds.
Are you watching though? When you say bring the tight end, would you watch the players? Half the time, they don't even know what they're doing. The tight ends are blocking the wrong people. I mean, schematically, the team doesn't know what they're doing. They don't. I mean, you look at this game, this past one against the Patriots. We get the ball at the end of the first half. We got a chance to put together a 2-minute drive. We got no timeouts left. How do you not have any timeouts in the second quarter left in a game? And then we finally get a first down. They've been struggling all game to get a first down. We finally get a first down. You got no timeouts. Calls a quarterback draw up the middle. He runs for 2 yards and then eat up 35 seconds of clock.
We need Vrabel or Belichick to come in here and get this shit straightened out.
This is screaming for Vrabel.
These guys
got to be Mike Vrabel. I mean, look, Vrabel has won in this league. Vrabel has been, I put a little resume thing together here on Vrabel, okay? He was 54-45 with the Titans. Now, people think of the Titans, you're not going to think of a juggernaut by any stretch.
No.
He was coach of the year in 2021. And the reason that he needs to come here over Belichick is because he's young. He's young. And there's a coach. Do you know, who do you think's the most famous coach to come from his coaching tree? Do you know who it is? I looked this up. I had no idea.
From whose coaching?
From Mike Vrabel's. Because he didn't coach that long as a head coach. Who came from his coaching tree is Matt LaFleur. And you know who? He hired him. I read this. Mike Vrabel hired Matt LaFleur and didn't even know him. Didn't even know him. Just liked him. I mean, this tells me something. He didn't even know him. He just liked him. Head coach, Next, the following season, Matt LaFleur was head coach of the Packers. 1 year as offensive coordinator with Vrabel. The next year, he's head coach of the Packers.
Here's another thing, too. Like, I'm watching the Washington Commanders here with the possibility of going for their eighth win already this year. This was a team that stunk last year. So is it all the quarterback? Is it all the quarterback, or is it people that know what's going on, or what's or is the guy just
Robinson's back?
Dead good.
Well, when you look at that team right now, they had a guy
offensive
like
offensive line ain't that great.
No, they made little pickups. You know, Daniels is obviously one of them. McLaren looks like one of the number one receivers and one of the top receivers in the league right now. Robinson's back healthy. Obviously, like, you got to give it to Jaden. He throws a good ball. He's having a – I don't like giving these rookie quarterbacks too much credit. I don't like giving them too much credit because he's having a very similar season to RG3.
I mean even my guy Bo Nix, his team should have beat Kansas City last week. He put his team in a position to win against the best team in football right now in a kick got blocked.
Who's coaching these guys?
Their rookie head coach.
Okay. First year. Again, we decided to hang on to our guy, which already showed that offensively he couldn't do it. And we knew that he could be a decent defensive coordinator, this Eberflus guy. But ultimately, that we got what we asked for. Look, we stuck these guys around. We should have made a move.
If it's true what they're talking about on the radio, the Bears are lost. If it's true that veterans are going in and asking for Bajet to start.
Oh, God.
If they're asking for Bajet to start and sit Caleb Williams down, team's lost if that's the case. I don't see the Bears winning two more games this year. That 9 or 10 win prediction is way out the window. They're going to do worse than they did with Fields, with Williams this year, and I think they got a better squad. So,
outside of the Panthers, is there a worse organization in the NFL than the Bears? I mean, a worse organization.
Probably not.
Their offense looks terrible. Like, when you think of a team that's in complete disarray, and then ask yourself who you'd rather be. Think of the Dallas Cowboys. Would you rather be the Cowboys or the Bears?
Cowboys, for sure.
Probably the Cowboys. And that's sad to say because they're in complete disarray. We got a young quarterback that could still be really, really good. We just don't know yet. We haven't seen enough yet. They got offensive weapons. They got a pretty good defense. But because the organization is so awful, look, I started looking back at some of their moves, right? We got all this draft capital is supposed to be the biggest deal for us. Here's a couple of moves to think about, all right? You know what we got for – you know what we gave away for Chase Claypool? We gave away an early second-round pick.
Yeah.
We got nothing.
Nothing.
Okay?
Bad move.
Again, these are the guys – oh, supposedly this Ryan Poles guy's got it together because he created all this draft capital.
You're going to hit the trade for Williams. Too. I mean, all right. Every hit ain't going to be good.
No, right. But I'm saying that when you talk about a pick that high, you know what you can get for a pick like that getting close to a trade deadline?
The mistake they made, in my opinion, was not getting an offensive lineman instead of Odunze there. They needed an offensive lineman.
Yeah, but tell me you can't get a proven offensive lineman for a second round pick when you get close to the trade deadline. Why aren't we using those moves to get that?
I know they drafted that punter, but they probably could have drafted that punter in the seventh round and got an offensive lineman there too. I mean, punters are not guys that go high off the board. They probably could have drafted him in the sixth or seventh round and taken an offensive lineman in the fourth round. I mean, some of those picks I did not like.
How about making the big move to get rid of Darnell Mooney instead of Keenan Allen? I mean, who do you want right now on your team? You want Darnell Mooney or Keenan Allen?
I'm a huge Keenan Allen fan.
They're making the same amount of money. He got a few years in Atlanta, but they make the same amount of money.
The guy that's completely lost it and doesn't have any confidence in Caleb Williams is DJ Moore. I mean, here's a guy that got 1,000 yards receiving with garbage quarterbacks. This guy's got 1,000 yards receiving his whole career in Carolina with garbage quarterbacks. He got 1,000 yards receiving with Fields, and he was very high on keeping Fields on that team.
He was.
He did not want Caleb Williams, and you can see that him and Caleb Williams are not definitely gelling or mending together.
His body language is awful, and he's one of the guys that I see having complete miscommunication with Caleb Williams. I see him running through balls where he should go back shoulder, and he just keeps running. I see him not sitting down in the pocket.
I got to start doing it the Caleb way because obviously the way I've been doing it in the pros for the last 8 years isn't the right way to do it.
Well, when Caleb keeps a play alive on the outside edge and you just run out of bounds and go over and sit down while the play's still going on, If that's the Caleb way, then I would say let's turn around and stay on the field. I mean, this is what we're seeing out of this guy right now. I think he's a really good wide receiver. But again, you got to show veteran leadership on this team. And yes, he had a good year with Fields last year. But look, Fields goes over to Pittsburgh, and you're seeing, you just saw it this past game. You saw why he's sitting on the bench, because the Steelers needed a play. They needed a throw, not a run. They needed a throw. And Russell cooked. He made the throw when he needed to make it, and he can throw the deep ball, and he can still throw it well, and it's more important than bailing on plays and running like Fields does. One thing I don't like, because I'm not a complete Fields hater, I feel like they should find a way to use him somehow. Like, this guy's a great athlete. Put him in the game, let him do some design runs, stuff like that. He has not sniffed the field since Russell Wilson has taken over that team, and they do. Offensively, they just look a lot different, the Steelers, because Russ can throw the ball. Fields, well, I don't know that he'll ever be a professional passer.
See, this week is the matchup for Mr. Josh Allen. Put up or shut up against the Kansas City Chiefs. This week, you got to show me this week that you belong up there with the big boys this week. Because the last 2 or 3 weeks, he hasn't really played that good. His team's won. I think last week he had 2 interceptions, no touchdowns.
Right.
And the team's defense bailed them out. So put up or shut up against Kansas City, because I really don't think Kansas City is a 9-0 or 10-0 football team right now. I don't think they're that.
Well, you just mentioned it.
I don't think they're that much above everybody else in the league. I think Buffalo has the ability to beat them, and it's going to fall on the quarterback. And let's see if he can get the job done this week on Sunday.
Look, Denver gave KC everything that they could handle. They had them on the ropes. KC just seems to have that horseshoe stuck up you know where, and they keep one way or the other, whether it's Mahomes or whether it's an official or whether it's a block or whatever
it is.
I do
want to say
something
about
their way.
Travis Kelce. When they need the guy to step up, he steps up.
As soon as Pacheco and Rice went down, Kelce's numbers shot right up.
They needed him, and he stepped up, and the guy just knows how to get open. It's like magic for a tight end.
He does.
Buffalo's tight end, on the other hand, does not know how to get open quite as well.
Well,
I'm kind of disappointed.
Well, I got to tell you, Kincaid got hurt, wide open for a touchdown, Allen missed him.
Superman missed him.
And they're not designing. If you watch the offense, this is where I went wrong on Kincaid, because we were big on Kincaid.
I was too. Yeah, I was.
They're not designing stuff for him. I mean, Kincaid can get open. They're just not designing plays for him.
It seems to me like they pretty much just let Josh Allen call whatever he wants.
That seems the way it is. But right now, I mean, I know you don't like Allen, and I can really only think of one guy ahead of him in the MVP race right now, and that's Lamar. I mean, who else would you put ahead of Allen right now? I mean, they got they're 5 games up in their division.
They haven't beat anybody hardly, though.
They're in a terrible division. They're not going to have to play anybody. They still got plenty of games left inside the division. I mean, Josh Allen.
Believe it or not, if it comes down to them against Kansas City, as much as I hate Josh Allen, I want him to win that game.
What about if it means going to the Super Bowl?
I hate Kansas City that much. I would buy the steak dinners and get to the Super Bowl. But Allen has to show me against a team like Kansas City that he's ready to get the job done. I used to think that coach was good, but I question Buffalo's coach now. I mean, he's made some dumb decisions this year, too, that guy has.
If you watch the Bills, they don't use their personnel correctly. Like, a guy like Kincaid needs to get targeted 8 to 10 times
a game. Especially when you don't even have a number one wide receiver, but they do now, but they didn't.
Dude, Cook is a good back. Cook is only on the field 50% of the time.
And that's like 2 weeks ago. What are you only giving Derrick Henry the ball 15 times for? Derrick Henry should be getting the ball 25 times a game.
Didn't they pay for it, though? That was a game they lost, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, Harbaugh seems to, at random times.
He's losing it a little bit.
Well, he goes away from the run at weird times. Wasn't it in the playoffs when they only ran the ball
6 times? 6 times against Kansas City when your running game was number one in the league, and you run 6 times against Kansas City. It's almost like you want them. And that's another guy. You know, Lamar, he's another guy. He don't win big games.
No, he does not. That's the one I've been calling you out on.
Lamar does not win big
games. Josh Allen has had a lot better playoff runs than Lamar Jackson.
Lamar don't win big games. I think big number 22 back there is going to get him over the hump this year.
But it looks like it. They look good.
But I don't know. I mean, sometimes Baltimore, they got blown out, or they got beat in the game earlier this year that I didn't think they were going to lose. So, I mean, It's like they don't show up all the time either. I really like this Washington Commanders team. I mean, they've come a long way, and they don't have that much.
They seem like it's almost like a destiny thing. I mean, keep in mind, are we talking about the Commanders the same way if the Bears beat them? Because the Bears stink, and the Bears had them beat.
Right,
so I don't know. And who didn't they just lose? Did they just lose last week?
Steelers on that, that touchdown. They were in that game.
They were in that game. They played well. You know, the Steelers.
And Steelers are 8-2.
The Steelers are tough.
Steelers are 7-2?
7-2. I like Daniels, and I think he throws a good ball, which tells me he can stick around. The thing I don't like about him is he's small. And I feel like he's going to get hurt. There's like an Instagram reel on him.
Look at your guy from the Arizona Cardinals. He's small.
I know he's small, but he's not tiny. Daniels is skinny. His body type reminds me of Lamar. There's a thing where they post some of his runs at LSU, him just absolutely getting drilled by guys. Just scared me a little bit. It hasn't really happened yet in the NFL. I want to see, because I think that if he stays healthy, he does seem to have the tools. He's very athletic. He throws a very accurate ball. I do like him, and he seems like he's having fun out there.
Again, though, they don't overcomplicate things for him. They set the offense up for him to be able to make something happen in the offense, which the Bears offensive coordinator clearly does not do. And I don't like Caleb. I thought this was a bad pick from the very beginning, but it can't all be blamed on him. Some of this has to fall back on the offensive coordinator. I think Caleb plays hero ball too much.
He does.
They're calling it on the radio.
Yeah, he's
hero
dancing
ball,
around all the time.
Trying to go for the 21 points when you can only get 7 at a time. You know, I mean, he did that in college all the time too. And I always thought that he just held on to the football for too long.
But a good coach.
An offensive coordinator should be able to fix that.
A good coach that picks a player that they think they can fit into their system is Sean Payton. Think about that. You called it with Bo Nix, all right? You liked Bo Nix going into the season. Most guys did not like Bo Nix at all. They thought he got drafted too high. Most of the analysts, right? But Sean Payton is showing patience. And as the season's going along, every week, Bo Nix looks a little
bit
better.
He's getting a lot more confidence.
Bo Nix, if you watch the games, Bo Nix misses a lot of throws.
He does.
His feet are way off. His feet are too close together. It just, some of the throws look awful. But every week, he's looking a little bit better, and Peyton is not overcomplicating things for him. There's no more telltale sign than the last 2 weeks, the Bears have been in situations where you're playing against a prevent defense. If you can't move the ball against a prevent defense, you will never move the ball.
But
ever.
How much of that do you think falls on the quarterback? Some of it has to fall on the quarterback.
Against a prevent defense, I would say that a high school offensive coordinator would be able to set up an offense to dink and dunk the ball down the field. It's like, oh, it's the prevent. They're giving us this. Take it. Get the ball downfield.
What about the quarterback calling audibles and stuff? Shouldn't he have enough of an intelligence level to do that at the line to be able to change the plays if he sees something that don't look right? I mean,
if the Bears ruin this guy, I'm telling you, this guy's
already ruined.
No, this guy's got the tools. He's got the physical abilities. He's got the arm strength. He's got the athleticism. He's got the improvisation. And he will be able to pick up his accuracy. I don't know where it's went, but he does throw the football accurately. It has not been there for him this year. But I'm telling you, he's got all this stuff. If the Bears can't get it out of this guy, they need to just sell the franchise. Just move.
He looks like a deer in the headlights. He looks completely lost on the football field. He just looks like he has no confidence.
His confidence is gone right now.
He looks like he has no confidence. He just looks totally spent out there. He looks bad.
What do you know about, we're switching gears on this. Did you hear about this sun issue in Dallas? Did you hear about this at all?
I did not.
Jerry Jones is talking about how that the sun is screwing them up.
Hear a little bit about that.
His stadium.
They only talked about that on the radio for a few minutes.
I mean, Jerry Jones has officially lost it.
Wasn't CeeDee Lamb telling him that he needs to close the thing up for the last 2 years?
They have these curtains that they can put up, but they don't want to put them up because Jerry wants it to feel like they're outside, like it's an outside stadium.
Right. And CeeDee Lamb and all them want the curtains up. They want the curtains. But
this is what the Cowboys are talking about after they stink and they can't get anything done. I mean, it is as close to an embarrassment as we're dealing with. But it's almost worse because at least here our ownership feels like they're kind of hidden and they can take credit for the good and then, you know, everybody will jump on it so bad. Oh, it's terrible. I'd rather have Jerry Jones. But what I'm saying is like with that guy front and center for everything, it just makes the whole Cowboys franchise look ridiculous. I mean, he's getting interviewed. He's down on the field. He's talking about a stadium that he built having design issues with the sun coming. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm glad.
But the sun's never been in effect up until this year. The stadium's been there about 10 years already.
The Bears just stink. You know what I mean? Like, the ownership is bad. Everything's bad around the franchise.
How many more W's? But
that's a clown show in Dallas.
For the Bears this year. How many more W's you think they got left?
We had them at 10-7. And I keep looking at this team going, their offense is impossible to watch. It's awful. It's like, and I would have never seen that coming. I did not. I thought that they have the offensive tools there. They got, I mean, they went 2 weeks and Cole Kmet didn't touch the ball. He didn't get targeted for two games. How do you do that? How do you go from Cole Kmet was the best, he had one of the best fantasy weeks as a tight end 3 weeks ago, and then 2 weeks in a row, he don't see the ball. I mean, that is on design. That's not on Caleb. Caleb needs to be more accurate. Caleb needs to be a better decision maker. Caleb's got a lot of issues, I'll tell you that, and I agree with you 100%. But that's on the offensive coordinator. You're not getting the ball to your guys that are playing well. That's what the offense is designed to do. And Swift, since we were at that Rams game, he looked phenomenal. He's had some good games. Their design is awful. They need to just bring Vrabel in and his staff right now. Why wait? Why leave Eberflus there? He's done.
Wannstedt was funny today. He says, you know, they told Parcells when he had Otis Anderson and the Giants to stop running the football. He says he ran the football 30 times. And he averaged 2.3 yards per carry. You know what he walked out of the stadium with? A Super Bowl ring. He says, Parcells knows what's going on. He knows what he's doing. He says, even if your run is ineffective, you still need to run the football more so teams can't load up on you and set up for you passing. I mean, like, for me, Lovie Smith was probably the best coach the Bears have had in the last 15 or 20 years. The guy goes 10-6, they fire him. What are you doing? What's wrong with this organization? And then we got Eberflus. Eberflus ain't that good.
And you know what's sad about
it? Eberflus is the worst coach in the league.
I was going to say, Eberflus is better than some of the stuff they have. Remember the guy they brought from the Canadian League, the Tressman?
Yeah, he was terrible.
I mean, they have done some awful things. And why do you think, I mean, we know right now, there's a coach of the year out there, 2021. Vrabel was the coach of the year in the NFL. He's available right now. Are we going to get him?
No.
I don't think so either. No.
We won't get him.
And it's so obvious. The Bears are a historic franchise in the NFL. It's a sought-after job.
I'm going to make a prediction right now. I'm going way out there on this one. Jaguars' next head coach is Bill Belichick.
Okay. All right. I could see it because he's gone too. That guy's gone. And
he's a good coach.
I'm not the best judge of coaches because people hate Peterson. And I tend to like him. He won the Super Bowl in Philly and he was gutsy. But man, right now the question is with Peterson.
You notice Campbell's toned down on going for all them fourth downs this year like he did last year too.
He's still pretty wild.
Way down on it though.
He's still pretty wild, I'll tell you.
That's the team to beat as far as I'm concerned. Detroit's best team in football right now.
Let me ask you this, because Peterson's taking heat, and when really, I'll tell you, man, I like Trevor Lawrence, but I don't know if he's got it, dude.
Trevor Lawrence ain't that good either. He's 4 or 5 years in now.
He should be Trevor Lawrence. Now, keep in mind, he was wasted early with what's-his-name. They brought the guy from Ohio State, Meyer.
That was a train wreck.
And Peterson turned it around right away, and then since he turned it around, it went back, and now it went down again. So I don't know what's going on, but Lawrence, when you watch him, all the physical abilities to be an NFL quarterback, arm strength, speed, size, everything. But mentally, you know, I don't want to compare him to Fields, but it seems like the processing speed isn't there. He makes a lot of bad decisions.
I thought he was going to be like when he came out was like a Justin Herbert type guy.
Yeah.
That's who I thought he was going to be like. He hasn't performed anywhere near at Herbert's level.
When Herbert starts picking it up like he is right now, Herbert looks good.
I got to tell you right now, the Bears should have went out there and paid Jim Harbaugh whatever he wanted because Jim Harbaugh knows how to coach a football team.
Absolutely.
Jim Harbaugh's a good coach.
And why wouldn't you want to come coach the Bears? He played for the Bears. He's in Bears context. He's a historic quarterback in terms of Bears quarterback.
Yeah,
I mean, we just haven't had
I really think Jimmy would have came here if they would have tried to sign him. And he didn't. Because we didn't do nothing.
Well, we want to give Eberflus a chance with a rookie quarterback, with a brand new offensive coordinator, who, again, do we need to play the guy from Seattle?
Are we live here?
Is this live? Oh, well, yeah, I mean, he's... Good luck. He's a nice guy. I mean, and that guy, by the way, that guy's good. Have you seen that kid?
No.
Play? The guy in Seattle, no. Smith... Jackson Smith, whatever. He's got a kind of a weird. He's good. He's a receiver.
Yeah.
He's a good player, but he's certainly not a fan of Shane Waldron. All right, we're done with the Bears. We're moving on. Let's talk about this pick six. Oh, we're still in dead last. I had it for 2 weeks in house. I went 3-3, and then I just went 2-4. I needed the Rams against who they just get beat by on Monday night. I had the Rams covering 2.5.
And they didn't cover.
They lost.
They lost outright.
They lost. And who beat them? Why am I drawing a blank on this? I mean, they're losing the teams. I mean, it wasn't Tampa. Who the heck was it? I mean,
let me tell you one thing right now, though, about Baker Mayfield. This guy's a gutsy quarterback, man. He's lost all of his wide receivers. He's lost just about everybody, and he keeps Tampa Bay in every single game. I got to give that guy credit. I did not think Baker was going to be that good, but he's lost just about everybody on his team this year to injury, and he's keeping them in there.
Let's check it here. All right, week 10, that Rams game, that was the Dolphins.
The Fins, that's right.
The Dolphins.
We got Tua back. God. Then you see him try making a tackle with his head?
I did.
What an idiot. What are you doing?
Of his pick, right?
Yeah,
he threw a pick. And then he goes, he runs his head right into the guy's knee.
Right.
This is a guy who is a hit away from his career being completely
over. He's got 6 or 7 concussions already, and he's out there leading with his head.
He's a hit away from his career being over, and he tackles a guy with his head.
With his head.
Right at the guy's knee. I mean,
but I do got to say,
his days are numbered.
There's some horrible NFL officiating.
Oh, God.
Just absolutely awful.
Oh, man.
You can't play defense in the NFL anymore. You get called for pass interference.
Did you see the Bengals game? I mean, first you had what happened to Sam Darnold the week before, right? In the Bengals game, Joe Burrow's driving his team down. He gets personal fouls against him twice. They don't get called. One on the 2-point conversion to try to win the game. So they go for two, saying we're going to try to win this thing, which I don't love that.
I think Atlanta screwed up against Kansas City by not going for two in that game, and they ended up losing the game because once you give Mahomes the ball.
Right. But again, you don't know that Mahomes is going to get the ball until the coin flips up. You might get the ball and Burrow might drive down.
You can't take that chance.
Well, anyway, he didn't take the chance and he lost. But when they look back at the play, the defensive lineman is holding on to to Burrow's face mask at the end and turns his head sideways. You can't let games end like this. Right. The officiating is jacked.
What is going on with Indianapolis going back to Richardson again now? Can they make their mind up over there?
There's so many bad things going on in the league. It just bothers me. I got away from watching it like this.
We need to get ourselves back out there so we can get some old school coaching back in there. We need to recruit the Tua.
Dude, they don't even know. Okay, they don't know what a catch is. I saw two amazing catches in the last couple weeks. One was made by Pickens where he went up, snagged the ball with one hand on one foot, jumped up with that foot, landed on that foot again.
No catch.
Same foot twice. Correct. Doesn't count.
That's no catch.
Garrett Wilson makes the catch. And apparently his shin touched. Did you see this? The amazing catch he made where he did the jump man and caught it with one hand in the back of the end zone. Well, 1 foot in, second foot out, right? But his shin landed in bounds. So the shin, one shin equals 2 feet. That's actually in the NFL rule book. One shin equals 2 feet.
Wow.
So they challenge it. They overturn it. Now, here's the guy that's really gotten killed by officiating recently. Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz, by any estimation, the play in the Bears game is a touchdown. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Look back. That's a catch. The Commanders got that touchdown taken away from them. Completely taken away from them. I don't care. I'm a Bears fan. I wanted them to win that game. Zach Ertz, that's a catch. Now, last week, Zach Ertz, it's 4th and 10. The Commanders need a first down to keep the ball against the Steelers, right? This is to win the game, essentially. They're driving down. Zach Ertz catches the ball right at the first down line, right? As he turns, the ball might have turned back a little bit and made it like an inch or so short. When you see the official come out and grab the ball from him, he moves it back a yard. He sets the ball a yard behind where Zach Ertz caught the ball. Sets it back a yard. Then they replay it and they don't overturn it. You know, they say, oh, the ruling on the field stands because they didn't have enough evidence. But if you watch that play, he caught the ball right on the first down marker. And I didn't want the Commanders to win that game because I kind of like Russ getting a little revival in his career, and I want them to win. So then the Steelers got the ball. Commanders still got time. That was it for the Zach Ertz stuff. But the Commanders still got time to get the ball back, right? They stop them. Three downs in a row. The Steelers got the ball on fourth down. They need 1 yard. And they get the Commanders to jump. Russ gets the Commanders to jump. Game over. They jump on a fourth and one. If they don't get it on that fourth and one, Commanders get the ball back and can get in position to kick a field goal. So that was a pretty wild game. But again, that Ertz play, you guys can look it up on YouTube. Check that play. That ball was at the first down line.
To me right there, best coach in the NFL, Mike Tomlin. Him and the guy from Kansas City are the two best coaches in the league right now.
I saw a video of him.
Mike Tomlin knows how to win.
I saw a video of him where one of his guys came over and he got a personal foul he retaliated and somebody hit him, and he goes, he grabbed that guy and said, I don't care. He goes, it's bigger than you. It's bigger than you. It's about the team. We can't afford this time off the play clock. We can't afford. He just went and the guy, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's talking to a man to man. He wasn't yelling at him. He was just telling him the facts. Look, this is bigger than you. This is about the team, and you blew it, and you can't do that, and don't let it happen again. He just went right to him and just had that conversation. And I thought that's what teams need. They need leadership like that. That dude's a leader. That guy's teams win football games. They win football games. He won with Fields. Now he's winning with Wilson. And he wasn't scared. Mike Tomlin wasn't scared. Anywhere else, Fields stays in. No other coach
has never been
risk.
Done in 100 years.
No other coach is going to risk taking Justin Fields out.
It hasn't been done.
He wasn't playing terrible. They were winning games, and he said, "You know what? We don't want to win games. We want to try to win a Super Bowl. And if I leave this other guy on the bench and I don't know what he's got left, I'm never going
to
know."
The biggest problem I had with the move is now, if something happens to Wilson and you get Fields back in there, what kind of confidence does he have now? Because to me, his confidence just got shattered because he's over there thinking, man, I'm 4-2, and I got put on the bench. That's the problem I have. You need your backup to make sure he's always got his head in the game, and he's ready to go in there and win a football game.
In my opinion, be glad that you got a competent backup, right? I mean, look at these other teams. You know how many teams are out there that don't have a competent backup? Look at what happened with Tua.
Bears,
though. I mean, look, they won't even give that kid a shot. I'm feeling like they should bring that kid in every once in a while when we're down and out of games. Let that kid
the
come in and get some reps.
The veterans went into the coach's office and asked him to start.
No way.
Yes, it was on the radio today.
It's a rumor. There's no way. They're not going to start Pageant. There's no way. They won't even give him
what
time.
What do you think if Caleb loses 2 or 3 more games?
No, they're going to let him keep playing. Unless he's getting murdered. Unless he's getting sacked 15 times or something. They're going to let him keep. They got to keep developing him. That's why I say right
now.
How
can he develop? Hey, he can't develop.
I say clean house right now. Why are they wasting time? Why?
Bears never fire guys in them.
I know they don't. Ever, but ever. And that's exactly the problem is that the Bears don't do this. The Bears don't do that. How's that worked out? They haven't won a Super Bowl since 85 with a team that should have won 3 Super Bowls, by the way. Let's not everybody about this 85 team. That 85 team was awesome.
Ditka was a terrible coach.
I want to know why we only won one Super Bowl.
Ditka was a terrible coach. Wasn't that good of a coach?
Dude, we can't get back to these guys. We're moving on. We're talking picks here. All right, here's what we got. We're making them together. Caden's gone.
Caden's out, so
he's out.
The picks.
We make the picks together. All right. Now let's see what we can come up with. Right out of the gate, the Thursday night game, we're out on that. I'll tell you what the line was.
I would have picked Washington.
Philly was favored by 3.5. Oh, yeah. What do you got?
No, I would have. Yeah, but almost everybody wanted Philly in that game.
Philly favored by 3.5. I kind of liked Washington there, too, but I think I would have passed.
They've been on that big winning streak, Philly.
Rams favored by 4.5 in New England. The Rams' offense last week looked awful.
I think I like Drake May in that game. I think I like the 4.5 in New England. I really do.
Oh, God. Because they beat the Bears? You got confidence in them? No, they stink.
May's look pretty good.
May does look good.
3-4 games.
Let's keep going down the line here. We can go back to it. If we don't see anything we love, we'll come back to it. And by the way, I have no business trumping you. My picks have been awful all year, so I'm not gonna be a big arguer of anything. The Miami... in Miami, they're favored by 7.5 over Las Vegas.
They should cover that, but I don't like numbers over 7. I've been getting burned by numbers
over
7.
I think I like this game.
I'll tell you.
Green Bay, Chicago. Packers got to cover 6.5. The Bears are not going to beat Green Bay. They're not.
Always play them tough, though. It doesn't matter.
All right, we'll keep going. How about this one?
I'll tell you the game I like. I like the Kansas City Buffalo. Yeah,
but let me get to it, because I'm going to get to it. It's here. Okay. How about Detroit in Detroit? 12.5 is the number against the Jaguars. Keep going. New Orleans in New Orleans, favored by a half point over Cleveland.
I think I like Cleveland in that game.
Cleveland? What about the new coach theory, man? They already won a game, New Orleans did, with the new coach. Cleveland? All right, you really want to go Cleveland?
Well, let's see what else we got. I'm more confident in the New England game.
Minnesota in Tennessee. Minnesota's favored by 6.5.
I think I like the Titans in that game.
Do you want to pick it?
I think I like the Titans there.
I'm going to start checking some, and then we'll come back to them. So we're going to get weird. Let's get weird. All right, here we go. Let's Baltimore in Pittsburgh. Baltimore's favored by 3.5 in Pittsburgh. You know that's going to be a close game. Those teams are always battling.
I can't.
The pads hitting hard.
I think Mike Tomlin's a better coach than Harbaugh. I'd have to go Pittsburgh's way there. And I'm a huge Baltimore guy. But
so far, we're loving dogs this week.
We're loving dogs. I'm going with Tomlin.
All right, the Jets favored by 3.5 over Indy. How do the Jets
shouldn't be favored over anybody?
The Jets were favored over Houston, and I picked Houston, and I lost.
Although Indianapolis is going back to Anthony Richardson this week, so
maybe we go Jets. Have the Jets figured something out?
No,
I mean, I don't think so. This one's on me because I had this big early in the year. I was big on these guys, and they have stunk. The Seattle Seahawks. We got the Niners at home, favored by 6.5 over the Seattle Seahawks.
With McCaffrey back, I think the 49ers. Yeah, it's a division game, though.
I know. I don't like it. I don't want to pick that.
God, that's a lot of tough
games. Here's a tough game. Denver at home, favored by 2.5 over Atlanta. These are tough, man.
You know what? I was a big Atlanta guy, but Atlanta's laid some real stinkers. I think let's go Denver in that game.
Buffalo in Buffalo, favored by 2.5 over KC.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Who you got?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Mahomes is 12-1 against the spread when he's an underdog.
So we're going Mahomes?
I would go Kansas City, yes.
I'm doing this because I can't lose. If Mahomes wins that game, we get to celebrate the win. If he loses, I get to celebrate Josh Allen taking down Mahomes as a precursor to an AFC playoff game that could lead to some free steak. So I'm good. I'm good with KC there. All right, we got two games left. I don't know how many we've even picked. I've checked a bunch.
I might
pick more than six this week. This is a rollover week. All right, 800 on the line if we go 6-0. All right, we can do this. All right, let's see. I'm going to click. All right, this is tough. This is brutal. I could see this rolling over twice, actually. I could definitely see it rolling over twice. All right, Chargers favored by 1.5 at home against Cincy.
I like Jimmy Harbaugh there. I like the Chargers to win that.
The Chargers are getting interesting, but, man, I still think the Bengals are good. I'm having a hard time betting against Cincy. I still think they're good. All right, how about this one? Yeah, man, things have really gone south for the Cowboys. Houston is favored by 7.5 in Dallas. Now, I got burnt. Now, keep in mind, Cooper Rush is the quarterback. I think he threw for 40 yards last week.
Houston's covering.
You think they're covering 7.5?
Yes, I do.
Do you love it?
Dallas is terrible.
Dallas burned me last week. I picked Dallas.
That's probably one of the easier games to pick this week for me.
All right, we've picked a bunch of games. We've got 1, 2, 3. We've picked 8 games.
8?
Yeah, so we get, all right, let's go through them. We're going to pull 2 off the board, and then we're going to post them. All right, the first one, we got the Patriots at home getting 4.5 points against the Rams.
I'm in on that one. All right,
what about Cleveland getting a half a point in New Orleans?
We might want to toss that one.
What about Tennessee getting 6.5 at home against Minnesota? Why do you like that game?
Because the Tennessee Titans stay in games and play everybody tough.
Minnesota has not looked good. They don't get blown out.
Tennessee's got a very good defense. Darnold has not looked very well the last 2 or 3 weeks. I think Minnesota probably wins that game, but maybe by a field goal. I mean, they scored 12 points.
All right, we'll stick with them. We'll stick with it. Tennessee's at home. All right, what about this one? What about Pittsburgh getting 3.5 at home against Baltimore? I like it. Baltimore's defense is not very good. And Lamar has been awesome, and Henry's been awesome, but Lamar late in games has not been great.
They're ranked number one in the league.
They let teams back into games late.
Their defense is ranked number
Baltimore?
One in the league.
No way. You got to look that up. There's no way. They're awful. They give up a lot of points.
Kansas City should be number one in the league.
Pittsburgh should have the number one defense.
Kansas City, number one.
We got to look that up. There's no way it's Baltimore, dude. They've been awful.
Today said Baltimore's got top five defense.
We'll look it up. That don't sound right, dude. They give up a lot of points. A lot of points. Well, weren't they playing the Ravens last week, the Bengals? When Chase went for 11, 264, and three TDs, Burrow threw for 5 touchdowns?
Thursday night game, yeah.
Yeah, that was against the Ravens. Yeah. That's, I mean, this is, they give up. I'm good with keeping Pittsburgh there. What about this one? Is the one, I don't know if you're going to want to toss it or not. Denver covering 2.5 at home against Atlanta. Do you still love that? I just don't know. I mean, but I still don't completely trust Bo Nix.
Has Denver ever been out of a game this year, though? Denver's in every game?
They're in games.
Denver's
yeah.
in every
but
game.
Here they got to win, and they got to win by a field goal. You know,
they almost beat Kansas City last week.
I see this going either you're covering the 2.5 or you get completely blown out by Atlanta. Because Atlanta, you just don't know what you're going to get. They're completely.
Denver's got a pretty good defense.
Let's
Denver's
stick with Denver's it. KC, we sticking with KC. We're definitely sticking with KC. And then we got the Chargers covering 1.5 in Cincy. And then you got Houston covering 7.5 in Dallas. I would get rid of either.
I would throw the Houston-Dallas game out and keep the Chargers.
You'd rather keep the Chargers, huh? All right. We got our six. Here we go. Let's run through
Even
them.
Even though Houston should blow the brakes off of
it
Dallas.
It don't matter. We stick with what we post here. Here we go. Right out of the gate. New England at home getting 4.5. Tennessee at home getting 6.5 over Minnesota. Pittsburgh getting 3.5. At home over Baltimore. Denver covering 2.5 at home over Atlanta. KC getting 2.5 on the road against Buffalo. Chargers at home covering 1.5 over Cincinnati. That's our pick six. We want 6-0. We're not getting in the running for
Titans. The Titans, if you look at that, being a 6.5-point dog at home, that's like being a 9.5-point dog. Because usually when you're at home, you're +3.
Here's our season standings.
I don't want to hear this.
We're still in the gutter. We're 23-37.
Oh, God.
We're not getting back to .500, but again, we just need a
Can
6.
Can we get back to .500? No chance.
It's possible. Yeah, you can get hot. I'm the hottest. One time I went when it was pick 5. It used to be a pick 5. I went 18-2 over 4 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
How many 5-0s?
I think I went 2 in a row. And then I went 4-1, 4-1. I was 10-0. I won 2 in a row.
Wow, okay.
And then I went 4-1, 4-1. So I almost, you know, I was on the doorstep. That's the best run I ever went on. That was years ago. The pool had a different name. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
The pick five. It's called the pick 6. It used to be pick 5.
There was too many people.
They said too many people were winning it. I didn't really think there were too many people winning it, mainly because back then I was actually winning. Ever since it's been pick 6, I've won 6-0 like one time in 4 years. It's been brutal, and even then it was like a split, like 5 or 6.
But what
guys
does it cost to get in though?
It's $100 for the season.
Okay. So yeah. If you hit one time in 4 or 5
it's basically
years, you're good.
It's basically $5 a week, and then there is a the rollover money goes towards the guys that get the best records, so the most overall wins. And I think like first half wins or something like that. So there's a little bit other. It's not just going 6-0.
Anybody that's really, really good.
Yeah, the top picker is 42-18.
Wow,
that's pretty good. Ming MG, I have no idea. 3 shooters, 40-20. Everybody's just got code names. You know, I don't know who these people are, but
Ming 3.
I've had some good years, but not recently. But he went. I don't see him. He's got to be down pretty low. Coco's 28-32.
He's got a shot at 500.
Oh, yeah. We could get back, but we got to get hot. Like, we need a 6. Look at these 2-4s last week. Here, I didn't announce these last week. I might have posted them, but 2-4. I had Atlanta covering 3.5 against New Orleans. New coach theory burned me on that one. I had Denver getting Denver was a win. I had Denver getting 8.5 in Kansas City. Pittsburgh getting 2.5 in Washington. I won both those games. This one, I don't know what I was even looking at. I don't think I knew Dak was hurt or something. Dallas getting 7.5 at home against Philly. That was brutal. Then I had Detroit covering 3.5 against Houston. They won by 3. Then I had the Rams covering 2.5 against Miami. I thought, again,
let me
tell you right now. Those are good picks.
Let me tell you right now, when you win a football game and your quarterback throws 5 interceptions,
yeah,
you got a good football
team. You're right. No, no doubt. No
you got
doubt.
A good football team. 5 picks.
I still like these picks. I still like them.
What's going on with this football game? What do we got for a score?
Still 7-0.
7-0?
So if you got Saquon tonight, you don't have any touchdowns on the board. You don't have touchdowns.
I ain't doing good with Daniels and McLaren either. It don't look
but guys
good.
Like Saquon sometimes, they get like an end of half 2-minute drill and they catch 4 or 5 balls.
Does Derrick Henry have a touchdown every game this year?
It's close.
Every single game.
It's close.
He's got a touchdown.
Hey, speaking of old guys doing big-time things, you seen LeBron James?
Yeah.
3 consecutive triple-doubles. Last night he was 34, 14, and 12. The guy's almost 40 years old.
He's impressed.
He's playing with the best athletes in the world on a basketball floor, and he's almost 40. Next month he's 40 years old, and he's got 3 consecutive triple-doubles.
Yeah, he's a beast.
It's unheard of. I mean, the way that his body is holding up, it's
I just
unheard
like
of.
The way, yeah, he don't get hurt like these other guys do. All these other
he's
guys
never been hurt. He's been playing in the league 22 years. He's never been hurt.
Well, he's a big, I mean, he's a big, strong, built dude. He's a beast.
But some guys, that works against them.
Right.
You know, they're too much force.
Like Wemby got 50, huh?
I saw that. Yeah, didn't, and then Giannis.
59.
Is it the same? Were they playing against each other?
It's the same night.
Just same night? Yeah. Dude, there's just.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom.
Giannis is unreal when you see him.
He has no defense anymore. Is Cleveland Cavaliers that good?
They're like 13 or 14.
I know, but are they that good?
I mean, no.
You know what they said?
No, they're not.
You know what they
good.
Said? Carly Anthony Towns' defense rate is on players in the paint.
I don't want to know.
They score. Take a guess. What percentage they scored on him in the paint?
Is this like
so highest
this is
in
like,
the league?
So this would like this would be like a, out of 100%. So it's
yes.
Like I would say 78%.
91.9% of the time. Somebody scores a bucket against him, a contested bucket against him.
So clearly not a defensive move by the Knicks to bring him over.
Not a defensive move.
Well, the NBA Cup is back going again right now, which by the way, we had to explain last year. I don't have the energy to explain it this year, but check out the floors. The floors are cool. Some of them look ridiculous. Some of them look really awesome.
The guy on ESPN Radio said the floors are ridiculous.
They are, but they're cool.
He said the Bulls floor is terrible.
The whole concept of it is to get people paying attention to the NBA early in the season, which I think is a good idea because I'll be honest, I don't even want to watch the NBA
real
right
quick
now.
Before we shut it down.
No, because we still got to talk about fantasy.
Okay, real quick though, out of the rookie quarterbacks to this point right now, how do you rate them? How do you rate the first round picks to this point right now?
Daniels is definitely one.
Okay.
This does not mean that I would re-pick him.
I'm
not saying I would pick any of these guys in this order, but rating wise, it's Daniels, May, Knicks, then Williams. That's the way it rates out. What do you think? May looks solid.
May's a good player, man. He's not on a very good team.
No.
His offensive line stinks.
He can run. He's a great athlete.
May's a good player.
May's gonna be good.
Both of those guys are gonna be better than Caleb.
And if you put Knicks and if you keep Knicks with Peyton, he'll be fine. He's like again, Knicks is a class below these guys. Williams, May, and
he's
Daniels.
Get his footwork straight
but he,
now.
Yeah, his footwork's awful. I mean, he floats balls like
but Caleb this year's been floating a lot of balls.
Let's put it this way: when Caleb misses, like he misses by a lot. Like it's not even close. I mean, I don't know if it's like he knows he's gonna miss and he doesn't want to throw a pick and he just ridiculous. What is going on in my house? Are you hearing this?
I'm hearing a lot of stuff going
Jeez,
on.
I mean, it sounds like there's a war going on up there. Oh, no.
Good thing you're down
Look,
here.
Wolf, yeah, exactly. Well, I'll have to deal with it later. The longer I wait to deal with it, the
worse
more
it gets.
Yeah, it's just building up right now. I'm going to be in trouble with her if the kids are going nuts. But I don't know what is happening.
Sounds like a lot of running around going on.
All right, we are moving on. All right. Last topic is going to be fantasy. Because I just want to bring up, number one, just how the landscape has changed in fantasy. I mean, for example, I did that auction draft for you. Quarterbacks were like nothing. The only guy that even you'd pay for at all would be like Lamar or Josh, and that's it. when you look at the scoring in the league, the quarterbacks are the guys scoring. I mean, I pulled up a chart of like the top here. I'll bring this chart up. This is just straight PPR. Lamar's averaging 26 a game. Straight PPR. Of the top 15 guys, I think 10 of them in straight PPR are quarterbacks. I mean, Lamar, Baker, Burrow, Hurts, Allen, Daniels.
That's the reason why.
Murray, Purdy, Knicks.
That's the reason why quarterbacks are not paid a lot for, because you can get them. They're a dime a dozen. You can get them, and they're going to score a lot of points. That's the reason people don't typically go real high on quarterbacks, because, you know, you could pick up a guy like your Mahomes, usually the third or fourth guy pick, but you can pick up a guy like Jalen Hurts, fourth or fifth round in a lot of drafts, no problem.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think you're going to be able to do that anymore. I think the Lamars and the Hurts and the guys that run, I think these guys that are carrying the ball 10 times a game, I think they're all going to start going for money.
I've been playing a long time. The game is evolving from running backs to wide receivers more. I'm having a hard time getting away from that.
It looks like you might stay the old route.
Because I've been a running back guy my whole entire time I've been playing. You know, but you got a guy like Tyreek Hill. This guy last year, 1,850 yards or something, and he was hurt for two or three games. This year, he don't even look like he can hardly catch a pass. I mean, and then you got a guy like Christian McCaffrey. You draft him first overall, he misses half a season. I mean, this is the reason why.
Pay $111 for Nico Collins, and he's out four or five games.
Season, right? Yep. I mean,
he's back. Nico's back this week.
This is why I like Derrick Henry, because Derrick Henry pretty much is a workhorse and has been solid his entire career. He had one time where he was injured, and other than that, he pretty much stays on the football field. Saquon Barkley this year, we picked up.
Hey, did you see him get de-pantsed in the Ravens game?
No.
Yeah, Henry got de-pantsed. The defender grabbed him, pulled his pants all the way down. His you-know-what right out. Come on. Right on TV, dude. Right out in the open. Complete de-pantsing. I would say de-pantsing used to be something that bullies did. I would venture to say that's probably the first time he's ever been to pants. I don't think Derrick Henry's getting bullied, but man, it was full moon, dude. Oh, I told Kendall, like, you see it? He's just smiling, laughing. And then they replayed it in a zoom, like zoomed up on the screen, and right when it started sliding down, they went away from it. It was sliding, it was like halfway, and then the screen went away from it. I was like, they're not going to show it again, are they? And sure, oh man, it was funny. But it was legit. But I mean, he pulled them up quick.
How good is this guy?
Henry, I mean, look, he's different, right? Because guys aren't good running backs at 30 anymore. So he's already shown that. And if you start talking about standard leagues, Derrick Henry's, I mean, who's better than Derrick Henry?
Number one pick every year, in my opinion.
He's scoring touchdowns in every single game. He has breakaway speed still. Late in games, he's putting games away. The only risk you run there is every once in a while, for some unknown reason, they don't use him enough. I mean, he needs 20 touches a game. There's no reason to not give him 20 touches a game. And if the Ravens may find some time, they'll get a bye week. Maybe late in the year, they get some time to let him rest. But for right now, I mean, if they're giving him the ball enough, he can run for 2,000 yards. The only thing keeping him from getting 2,000 yards is them not giving him the ball enough. You can't have games where you get 12 carries if you're going to get 2,000 yards. So stuff like that. But Henry's awesome. I think that the running backs, I mean, these wide receivers, look at in that auction draft. I gave you a full stable of wide receivers, and it's still tough to pick who you got.
This is why I get frustrated with running back salaries, because there's a possibility that this year Baltimore may win the Super Bowl, and they're only going to win because they get Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And he gets paid $8 million, and you got all these wide receivers making 25, 30 million, quarterbacks making 40 million.
Yeah.
I mean, Derrick Henry needs to be paid.
Yeah.
Needs to be paid up. Because for him and Swift to be paid the same amount of money is an embarrassment.
Well, what's an embarrassment is how many teams didn't even look at Derrick Henry. I mean, the Cowboys went into the year without a running back, really. Rico's okay.
You think they'd rather have Derrick Henry right now?
Than Dowdle? Yeah. I mean, look. The Ravens and Henry, that was a match made in heaven. I mean, it was no doubt. We were sitting there going, why is nobody grabbing this guy? He wasn't showing any signs of slowing down. I mean, other than just the sheer fact that he's getting older. I mean, so Henry's a beast. I like the running backs. The running backs, to me, are like, they show consistency. The best wide receivers, even them, those guys are up and down and up and down. Look at, you got Harrison Jr. You don't know what to do with the guy. 1 week, he's got 6-7 catches, two touchdowns.
I seen him on the bench. He's got 2 touchdowns. I play him. He's got 1 catch.
He's got 1 catch. They're so inconsistent. Where good running backs, they tend to get you 12 points. Even if they have a bad week, they tend to get you 12 points.
Like Barkley and Henry, even if they have bad weeks, those are guys you can't sit.
You can't. And I'll tell you why. Here, I don't even know what's going on in this game. Haven't looked at it.
It looks like Barkley's getting ready to go in for a touchdown right now.
I was
going
to say, but if I bring up Barkley right now, he's probably touched the ball 15 times, even though they got 0 points.
It looks like they're coming in. They're going in right now, but must have been Hurts.
Hurts,
they're going in right now.
The danger is if they're inside the 2.
Church is going to get the tush push.
Yeah, I mean, if they're inside the 2, but they're not. They're not inside the 2.
They're on about the 3 or 4 right here, right now, it looks like.
Like, McLaren don't even have a catch yet.
Yeah, that's
And great. That guy's been a beast.
That's
I don't
great.
Know.
That really helps me.
Yeah,
Jaden Daniels probably ain't doing much either.
No, he's not. He's not doing anything. Barkley's got 14 carries for 55 yards. So he's, and again, Saquon down at the bottom, he's got a catch for 9.
But see,
so Saquon's 12.
They
no
use
him.
Philadelphia right. uses him the way you're supposed to use a running back.
Now, let's talk about, all right, let's just stick with, let's go good team, bad team. So the team I drafted for you is currently not in the playoffs. What's going on with them? What's the record? What's the...
I'm 3-4, 4-5, or 3-6.
Either 3-5 or 4.
One.
Who's carrying the auction league? Like, who's the big dog, and what's the, you know, has he struck it luck? You know, sometimes you can just get lucky.
You know, I haven't looked. I didn't even look to see. I've been concentrating on maybe making a move.
Yeah,
it's you tough. Know, I had a guy offer me for Kenneth Walker, I'm not super powerful at running back, so I don't want
right.
to get rid of one of my backs. I have a lot of wide receivers, but a guy like Tyreek Hill, how do you move him?
Right, yeah, it's tough.
I mean, how do you move him? He ain't doing nothing right now. What are you going to get for him?
And what's with you know, Kyren Williams, I saw all of a sudden they're starting to give Blake Corum some more looks, and I'm like, I'm used to seeing Kyren out there 85% of the time.
Yeah.
I saw Blake Corum starting to get a little more action, made me a little nervous. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, Kyren's one of the best fantasy running backs in the league. He's out there all the time. He scores a lot of touchdowns.
And I got 2 guys in another league, both on this team, that I don't play because I got Henry, Barkley, and Kareem Hunt. I got Brian Robinson and Junior, and then I got Eckler in that other league, that auction league. I think I've only used him 1 time all year. I got to start putting Eckler in. But
but you missed your Eckler window because now Robinson's back. Robinson was out.
Those guys are hit or miss guys, though, too.
Yeah, but Eckler's going to get you points if Robinson's out because he's going to catch 4 or 5
balls. Who went in?
It's Hurts. He's scrambling.
He's got somebody open.
Looks like he lost the ball. I don't know what he's doing. He scrambled around.
2 of them guys were open. He's down.
They're 3rd and 3 at the Washington 3. That's what's going on there. But overall, it feels to me, again, and I don't have a fantasy team, but it feels to me like scoring seems like it's down this year. Like, I don't think there's as many fantasy points being put up. You look at the scores of the game sometimes, and you're like, nobody's doing anything.
Not, and the tight end position's dead.
I mean, it is. I looked that up, too.
Kelsey's got to be the best tight end now after the couple, 2-3 weeks he's had.
The tight end thing I looked up, there's only 6 tight ends in the whole league that have over 100 points in the whole season.
And I got, in one league, I got Bowers and I got Laporta. And I don't know which guy to use because they're both
good. Why did tight ends die off like that? Everybody thought that this rush of the Kelsey-style wide receiver / tight end was coming. And it just hasn't materialized this year.
Baltimore's got a good tight end. It just, for some reason, they don't use the guy. Likely's basically another wide receiver out there, and they just.
I told you about him. I said they're not going to use him.
Throw that guy the ball. I don't understand. John Harbaugh. I have.
But they're winning. They're winning, though. How can you complain when your team's winning all the time? You're going to blame them if he loses.
Are they winning because of Lamar? Or are they winning because of Derrick Henry? Or what? Why are they winning? Are they winning because of the coach?
But again, if it's Lamar and Derrick Henry, then things are being designed correctly. If you're putting a ball in their hands and they don't have to go to those other guys and they're getting it done anyway, then they're getting it done. I don't know. The combination of Andrews and Michael.
How many fumbles Derrick Henry got this year?
I don't know. I don't know
how many times he's carried the ball. Look and see how many fumbles he's got.
He can't have fumbled more than twice. He don't fumble. I mean, Henry's solid all the way around. There's no doubt about it.
Is Henry a Hall of Fame running back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The league is shifting. I think the league is shifting away from some of this pass-heavy stuff. I mean, Goff won a game and threw the ball like 12 times or something.
Because
the whole game.
They're probably figuring out now they're running the ball in defense. The way it was done in the 80s is the way you win.
Yeah. Now, and what about this big money league? This big money league, you said you're holding strong. You're going to make the playoffs.
I'm going to make the playoffs. I'm actually third in that league out of 12 teams right now. And I'm looking pretty good. I had a couple injuries, but I was able to go out and pick up a few guys and make a few things work. Well, I'm hoping to make the playoffs because if you make the playoffs, you at least get your money back. And that was a high dollar. That was a high dollar league. So we got to try and make the. But it's only a 4-man playoff for 12 teams.
Gotcha.
So only 4 guys get in, and then week 17 and 18 are off the book. So you 15 and 16 are your last weeks.
Well, last year you had a special year with these predictions with Puka Nacua and Tank Dell. Tank Dell went down, but Tank Dell was having a big year early, and you pulled these guys out. Now, this year, I noted a few of the guys that you put names out, and one guy in particular for me was Tracy. Tracy, when Motor went out, Singletary in New York, Tracy looks like he's a real player.
Yeah, what I told you.
Now, the Giants stink. The Giants, I mean, Giants or Bears?
But didn't I tell you Singletary wasn't going to hold up?
Whose situation do you want? Do you want the Bears or the Giants?
I think the Bears.
Because the Giants are horrible. The Giants are pushing for the number one pick. Jones is benched. Jones is done. Jones has started his last game for. People say he started his last game. I personally believe he started his last game for the Giants.
Starting for the Giants?
I don't know. I don't even know who it is. Like, he's benched. I just read it. He's benched. Jones is done. Yeah, he's out. So, but Tracy, he showed enough to where you're like, I get it. Like, they got rid of Saquon. Again, looks dumb, but for what that team puts on the field, they bring a guy like Tracy in. He looks like a stud. I mean, he's going to be really good. So that was one of them. The other one, you had Xavier Leggett. He looks pretty good. And then McClonkey, Ladd McClonkey, those you called a couple of those guys. Those guys are good. I mean, Coleman in Buffalo, he's hurt now. He's like a big play guy. He's not as sharp as some of these other, you know, big time wide receivers that came out early.
My Iusevis pick from Cincinnati. Yeah, he's been that good though.
But he's a touchdown guy. And if you're looking for a sleeper or somebody to stash, if T. Higgins is hurt, that's a guy that you might go to. So you've definitely had some hits with some of these guys that fly under the radar. And then some of these big time guys. I mean, I think that the word was that Rome, Harrison Jr., and Neighbors were just separate from everybody else.
And I think Rome's the worst of the three right now.
I think so, too. But again, Harrison Jr., it's hard to figure out what's going on there. Kyler Murray, I'm not sure. Kyler Murray's a pretty good player, but I'm not sure he's the guy that's going to get you the ball when you need it all the time, on time every time. He's the guy that he kind of makes something out of nothing a lot. That's Kyler Murray's thing, and I don't know that that works well with the number one wide receiver all the time. So I think Harrison Jr.'s got it, but I mean, they were talking about these guys like they're going to come out and have 1,500-yard seasons.
You didn't realize, the reason I can hit on some of these guys, too, is because I actually watch college football.
Yeah, I don't.
And when you watch college football, like, if you watch college football, you just knew Puka Nacua was that kind of player. I mean,
Puka Nacua is the toughest guy in the field. Every game I watch.
Puka Nacua, this guy's not afraid to go in there and get the football.
No.
He never was in college, and he's just a special kind of talent. You know
who else is tough like him but just not as good as him is Debo. Debo's tough like that. You don't want to tackle Debo. He'll catch the ball over the middle. But Puka's like, I just worry about Puka getting hurt, whether it's concussions.
Right.
Because that dude has a lot of collisions every game because of the way he plays.
He plays hard.
Oh, my God.
He plays hard, though.
Well, he's not alligator arming anything over the middle. That dude's going to catch it. He's going to take the hit. And he's a special player. I think if Puka Nacua remains healthy, he's going to be a top wide receiver in this league for a long time. No doubt about it. A guy like Tank Dell, he's more of a, he's a small guy. He runs good routes. Stroud has had a little bit of a sophomore setback or whatever you want to call
it. He's got another guy over there, too, since they picked up Diggs.
Right.
You know, that kind of pushed Dell out a little bit. So.
And he's been back in action now that Diggs is out for the year. Diggs is
ACL. The last couple, 2-3 weeks, Dell's been having better weeks.
Exactly. So I still like him. He's a real player. There's no doubt.
Dell's
he's
a good player. This other guy I still think is going to be a good wide receiver, but the Raiders just are so terrible. Is that Trey Tucker? I still think that guy's going to be a good wide receiver. The Raiders are just terrible and don't have anybody to throw him the football.
Well, that's Legette too.
Legette's got that same problem. He's got the same thing.
Bryce Young, who was behind him? The rifle came in. That's right. Now people are praising Young now because he's come back and they've done okay. I mean, here, I'm going to look it up because this is. I mean, again, I don't want to bury the guy too bad, but he's not having like big time games here. He's just not like totally blowing it in every game. I mean, here was his. So here they won 20-17 against the Giants. Okay, here's his numbers. Bryce Young was 15 of 25 for 126 yards and a touchdown.
That's not exactly a great game.
No, it's not. And he had one long rush in that game. Legette 3 for 40. So again, like, that's a good performance on a Carolina team. 3 for 40, that's a performance because they stink. So you could see a guy like that with a real quarterback really playing well and having a good year. But again, you're set. That's why I told you when you mentioned him early in the year, I said he might be awesome, but he's not going to have any chance to show it. Bryce Young, I still don't think he's going to be
the guy for the Giants. That was probably Tracy. Best hit this year.
I think you're right. And Tracy said, looks like
I
he's
said
the real
this,
deal.
As Singletary goes down, he ain't going to get his job back. This guy is going to take it.
And you would be right about that. Here's Tracy's numbers in that game. 18 for 103 and a touchdown. Tracy is – he caught a ball. He hasn't been huge. He does fumble a little bit.
He's had 2 100-yard games.
He's got 107 carries for 545 yards, so he's averaging 5 yards a carry. Or 5.1 yards a carry and 3 touchdowns.
5 yards a touchdown.
So on that team – that team stinks. I mean, they don't have an offensive line. Jones, I haven't completely pulled the plug on Jones. Something about the way he throws the ball, you know, he's a more accurate Fields is what he is. Slightly more accurate Fields because Fields is a better runner than him, but Jones is a good runner too. But they both have processing issues. And that's where I got to call myself out on liking Jones is that him, Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields have processing issues.
Do you think Caleb Williams got processing issues?
I think it's too early to tell. Again, keep in mind, Jones has been in the league through a full rookie contract 5 years. So has Fields, and basically so has Lawrence. If Caleb's doing what he's doing right now in 5 years, I'm going to say he's got processing issues. But I'm not going to say it now because I have seen him enough times look right, look left, look to the middle, and make a pass. I think if you get him a line and you get him comfortable and you can let him settle in, I think he'll be all right.
2.99 seconds per throw.
Yeah,
that's way plenty of time.
I don't like those stats because that dude, he dances around a lot and he doesn't run. 7-3. Yeah, they kicked the field goal. He dances around a lot and they're counting that because then he ends up throwing the ball. So they're acting like he's got all this time. I mean, he dances around back there.
But they also said he makes a whole bunch of special plays like Patrick Mahomes. I've seen none of those in the NFL yet this year.
I've seen a couple of special plays that resulted in like net 5 yards. You know what I mean? Like it's like, wow, that was awesome. And then you look and it's like still 3rd and 3. You know, because he's dancing around doing all this stuff and it doesn't result in anything. But you can see what people are talking about. The other thing is like in college, that dancing around stuff and then you get to the outside, you're the fastest guy. Not in the NFL. I mean, you're not the fastest guy. You're going to get run down.
And that's why in college, Derrick Henry was even better than he was in the pros because he was gigantic. And half of them guys weren't even his size. Now, I mean, he's still... I watched last week. He got hit behind the line of scrimmage, blew a guy over, 2 yards, blows another guy over, 5 yards, blows another guy over, and turns it into a 7-yard run. Anybody else is buried behind the line of scrimmage.
Here, I'm trying to pull up this Bears game. Here it is right here. Let's see how many times he got sacked. Drake May, 15 for 125.
That's like 9 times in the game.
184 yards, a touchdown and a pick, and Drake May had 4 carries for 24 yards. Here's Caleb's sacks.
Nine
times for 51 yards. Loss of 51 yards. I mean, how many times has he been sacked this year? I mean, this is, again.
It was 29 before that game, so he's been sacked 38
Some of those are on him, without a doubt. But when you're 16 out of 30 for 120 yards, it's embarrassing. I mean, it's just embarrassing. I mean, of course. Here we go. This is just like, you know what it reminds me of?
I didn't expect anything different.
When the season changes, We talk Cubs when it's Cubs season. And we talk about the Cubs at the beginning of the pod, and then we talk other sports, and then we always end complaining about the Cubs. And
Now we're complaining about the Bears.
We do the same thing about the Bears. We start off with the Bears, then we switch to some other topics, and then we always end up complaining about
it. So you didn't answer ridiculous. My question. How many more wins do you think for the Bears this year?
How many do they have right now?
Four.
I've lost track. They got four. So they're 4-7 or 4-6? They're 4-6. Yeah. God, that's better than I thought. It's better than they look. They're 4-6. They're 10 games in. They got 7 games left. A lot of divisional games.
6 division games in San Francisco 49ers.
They got 6 division games in San Francisco 49ers. They'll beat the Vikings once. That might be it. They are not going to. They're going to win 6 or 7 games.
The one guy said.
6 or 7 games.
Silverman. No more wins the rest of the year. He said, we're done.
I say 6 or 7.
More wins, they're done.
I think they get one from the Vikings. And I think they're going to find one somewhere else. I don't know. Maybe late in the year is you know,
if
maybe
you had
Detroit's
Fields,
got
did
something.
You win 6 games or do you win more?
Oh, you'll win the same. You would have won the same or more this year. I wouldn't argue against that. It's just he hasn't made a big difference this year. But I think it was still the right move. Hey, keeping Fields another year for what he was costing you wasn't making any sense. I mean, Fields hasn't proven like the question was with Fields, if you kept him another year, were you going to pay him and keep him?
Right.
So bringing Caleb in is still the right move. I just don't think this year he made a big difference. I still think he can make a difference. You need to show me, the Bears ownership needs to show us, show the Sports Life 312, show the Sports Life podcast that you can get a real coaching staff in there that knows what they're doing. Mike Vrabel's done it in the league.
What happens if they get Vrabel, they shore up the offensive line, and Caleb is still unproductive?
Bajent. Give me Bajent. I mean, I even think this year, I would have sat him down a couple times. I would have. Late in games, fourth quarter, he actually tweaked his ankle late in the game when the game was over, and I'm thinking, let Bajent come in and get some reps. He looked fine in the preseason, and you got to sometimes go out to Caleb and go,
the
you ain't got it today.
The veterans are calling for
they're
Bajent.
They're not. There's nobody calling for Bajent.
There's no way. Guy, one of the sports writers said he's got inside information.
I'll tell you this right now. If he has another game against the Packers. Now, this is Packer time. At home. Are they at home? They're at home.
Sure.
They're at home against the Packers. He stinks this one up. Now watch out for the media. Because there's going to be a new offensive coordinator. He's going to put in 15 plays, and let's see what happens. Let's see if he can run a good first quarter at least. Because they've been awful at the beginning of every game the whole year.
See, I think if they beat anybody, and if they, I don't think they're beating Detroit either game. I think Detroit.
But do they have Detroit really late, though? They might have Detroit in a game where
Detroit
shut down.
They played Detroit at
Thanksgiving. No, they're losing that game. And we're putting money on it too, because I always bet the Thanksgiving games. I mean, not
what about
bet,
the Cowboys.
I always pick 6 their games. I'm going against the Cowboys. I don't care what the
against
spread.
Against the Cowboys,
yes. Cowboys are out. We're going to go Lions. We're going to go against the Cowboys. We got. Oh, I always pick the Thursday games, not in the pick 6. Not like I don't gamble on individual games. But anyway, that's it for tonight. This has been good. We got no Caden. He didn't come down. That's okay. Sometimes. The brothers just got to go at it. Talk Bears, talk sports, talk football. We thank you guys for listening. Remember to like us, follow us on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your pods. We appreciate it. Have a great night.